Today, the 23rd of November 2023, this not come as a surprise for the, you know, the office of the APC National Secretary General, Lansana Dumbuya Esquire. Good day to you, sir.
Yes, good afternoon to you and to all the APC party people then, home and abroad. I'm for telling a Kabo and Kushe.
As always, the people yearn for the listen to this voice, and then also for a very short time after convention, you very hardworking. That one they not a secret. Recently, we see, let me go straight to the point, Naya, because this one will be a very short one. People just need clarity over issues there where they emerge right now. We see the launch where the president, of course, we all can say the president, because if you don't want to be a president, you always be. But it depends on how you win the election this 2023. So people still regard him, say, the president. Of course, inside the communique, the agreement safe, and so they put up. So that one is not a big thing to, not a big little way. We see where they go do a launch, where of course we serve as a party, we participate by the launch. But something there by the public notice where they be pulled on the 20th of November this month. That public notice, they talk about the inclusion of something where they talk about broad base, or how they call them, the inclusion of society organizations. And we also see on Twitter where most of them, key stakeholders, them put. People them also, even me, where they talk, want for know if at all that inclusion, it take place.
Well, I want to tell you plenty, thank you. This, it's a difficult time for the country, and it's a particular time where we all get to pay attention, we all get to make sure, say, we participate in the process. I know, say, tempers and they fly out. We're all not happy because of the way how the election go and how they tiff the elections. And as a result of that, for calm, the compromise with people on certain things can be very, 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 very heart-rending and very difficult for people. The issue of the agreement to sign up in Tumani, it was a difficult task. Under difficult circumstances, and the outcome of the agreement, people, you know, cry foul. A lot of people are angry. But I want to tell you, the agreement, it was difficult for the party, but we try to do the agreement in the interest of all we want this country for go before. If we don't conclude an agreement, we don't begin for implement them. With the hope, say, all the parties them to the agreement for abide by the agreement. And me very serious about that. And if the other people are not serious about that, then we will take issue with that. This is an agreement between two parties, the APC and the government. Any other thing we get for be included, for be through consultation with the APC party. The inclusion of civil society or other institutions them, na the tripartite committee, we dey against them totally. Not because we dey against civil society, and not because we dey against them people, them body, them they where they include. But as a matter of principle, as a matter of policy, whenever you want for include somebody for an agreement where two people and sign, you get for make sure say it mutually agreed between the parties. Now we see say the governments, they deliberately take unilateral action, you know, for do certain things them contrary to the agreement, and we are not going to tolerate that. We are not going to agree on issues. We'll find out, say, they want for do some shenanigans for undermine the agreement. We want this thing for flourish. We want this committee for work. We don't want people them for go sign agreement then and they do funny thing for pull the agreement, you know, under the guise of including civil society, so much so that they want to put the party up against the institutions that we added. We they advise the institutions then they be, whether you be a civil society or other institutions, the APC want for work with Tuna, and that make we create another portion of the agreement will say civil society will be included as moral guarantors. And we don't include other bodies than the UNA where they, so we don't include UNA for being moral guarantors for this agreement. Now UNA they monitor the agreement. So let them know, try for put UNA up, try for bring UNA come. The advice UNA make UNA not go inside a room there. Inside the committee they meet, UNA not go there. Not because UNA want them, not because we don't want to, but because we want to make this thing move forward. If we want to agree on including any other party, now we for agree. If the UNA self tell the government, say, if the APC when a party to the agreement, no be consulted, then we no go there. So we don't want to make UNA go there, let nothing not go happen, because we don't go allow UNA for go inside it. We sorry, but it's a matter of principle. We have to respect each other in the agreement, and will not allow if the government is trying to be disrespectful in the agreement.
In a simpler context, Nayada, this they tell we say the governments no come clearly for tell we say they no include society organization them as the press release we don't come out Nado yesterday for tell them say before even the launch at 4 p.m. the very day in the State House make them do with no hesitation so that they're not able to include that. This one tell we say there is no message yet from them for give the feedback. For sure, we don't hear from the APC party, and we don't include none of them. Why, sir?
I don't get your question clear.
That for say, from where the press release of the APC party, we don't sign, we don't go out to the public. For tell the government, say, we don't want to see nothing like any other additional organizations, but they're going to a tripartite committee. We'll get for do with only three ways leadership: the APC party, the government, and development partners. Upon the press release for the party pool, where you don't sign as a general of the APC party, where you don't pull up press release, there is no feedback from the government for tell we say we don't get to see you, so meaning we don't get for including wire yet at all.
We don't get any feedback from them, but we don't need any feedback from them.
Okay.
This is not a thin way for FET, but if people want for FET Panam, then the APC ready, because we don't want for FET. If we don't write you letter, if we reply to we tell we say, okay, we they respect the agreement. But we they tell them, say, we not go allow, we not want, we just want, let we do this thing peacefully. If they not say, they not be one peaceful something, they not be one for go sign agreement, they not be one for go do this, make them tell we outrightly. Then we go no waiting for, we go no waiting at the way forward. But what we they say, we they advise, let them not call them people and they for go na the room inside the committee they meet, and make, we advise the people and make them not go there, because then no say, agreements na between two people then. And if any other person singularly go outside the agreement, they go for go take you for bring you camp and so say, you go ask and say, you will get sense, go ask and say, eh, now na to go sign that agreement, say that other person they know. So if you na very, very responsible organization, then go take you, you know, say the APC don't talk, say, we don't know about that, we not green. Now if you tell them, say, eh, well, I know they go there because the APC said they're not green. Now go sort them out first, then we go come inside. So we not go allow them, and we advise the government not to allow them, not to call them, not to even dare call them to go into that agreement, because, or to go into any of the meetings, because we will not allow them, the committee members will not allow them. So we not get anything from them, and we not tolerate that. We want for work mutually with the government and with the development partners. And we no say we want to advise the development partners to monitor this agreement. They are now co-chair in it. They have to also advise the government not to take decision unilaterally, because the APC will not tolerate it, and we are not going to allow it. And let me say this, the APC only go to that program because the international community wanted to see the start, the kickoff of this program. And if the APC not been go with all the development partners, they will be there, then go say now the APC want for pull this program. We do it out of sheer respect for the development partners, because they want this thing to work. And we also want to show them that the APC want this thing to work. But if the government doesn't, then we will not allow it, and we go make sure say this country move forward.
That means we will not start yet. The committee not starting operation yet. Although the launch is not kickstart of the launch, it don't happen, but they don't meet yet as this inclusion of society don't come inside.
Well, as of now, I don't get any information say they don't meet yet, but I sure say they go meet very, very soon for begin move forward on the TOR, the terms of reference. And as you see, the very day where the leader, Dr. Samuel Kamara, making statement, he present we on term of reference, then waiting we envisage to them. Wait till we think say the committee. We don't do already a draft, so we don't submit to the government and development partners. So we team from day one, we'll be pick, we'll pick them from day one, then begin for work and do the terms of reference. So the waiting them for begin do now on the terms of reference. So we don't already submit to them. So we can work with that. If then get addition for make, let them put them, and the development partners themselves will give their own input. Then 30 days from now, the TOR for don't do, and the committee for begin work. So the TOR, now the TOR, the terms of reference, now your work don't can now. After that, as then done them, because now the terms of reference, now they tell the committee waiting them for do, and how them for do them.
Okay.
That will be done within 30 days.
In doing so, NSG, now we don't know in a 6 month period this committee for last. You know, this is not a ploy from the government your side, as we all don't see. Now a ploy for me then delay the process, because including civil society, although they know say they were not for there. Now only 3 ways leadership behind the ones. By bringing this come inside to you, you know, say this now a way or a ploy for delay the time where they don't put as a frame for this committee.
And let me say this, and a good number of people they misunderstand. The fact that APC go sign agreement don't mean say APC accept the result. If you look at the agreement itself, you go see say clearly the APC not accept the result by the APC noting that in fact we need the result for be published, the disaggregated result for be published. By stating there that we need that result to be published, specifically tell you say we not accept the result where ECSL published. And also as a result of that, we still not accept say Madabio win the elections. However, the only way, because they refuse for produce the result na Bintumani. Now that makes some of we say, okay, let we not just back out, let we not just forget about all things and shatter the dreams of the peoples of the people of this country. Therefore, let us have a committee. We're going to investigate the elections. I am not saying that does not mean I am saying elections are going to be held today with the old election tomorrow or next year. That is not what I'm saying. But at least the people go get from this committee exactly what happened and how we for move forward. So on your question as to whether it is a ploy, it will be a sad thing for the government for them for do things, say they want to make some clandestine thing with this agreement, and for do any shenanigans for make sure say them frustrate the people of this country. And by the way, this particular agreement is not an APC agreement per se. Yes, it is mutually agreed, and now we for implement and the two parties. But now salon people and business, salon people and for make sure say them participate in this, them monitor them, and anything we get for do with any shenanigan or any wet underhand and yuki business, pan this agreement, salon people and for team up tanga one and for make sure say them stamp them put down and say no, we not tolerate this, because this is what is going to move this country forward. And if the government for any reason, I don't want to say, I mean, let us say they made a mistake in going into that when they ought not to do that, because it's an agreement, they not get any business for go begin involve other people in there. But let us say they made a mistake, they ought to for accept. It's not for being a big man for say becoming a government a power, becoming a de facto government. Now me then a power. Now I get the gun. I get this. I get waiting and call. The people of this country are bigger than guns. They are bigger than power. They are bigger than everything. It is the people of this country. Now then they allow people them for govern. Now then they allow people them for hold gun. Now then they allow people them for move with the governance of this country. The day where the people then say enough, it is enough. Everybody will know that the people are tired, and the people don't want any nonsense again at this country. But before that end they come, let we do things right. Let we not provoke the people of this country. The agreement is there. Let us go by the agreement. And I advise the government not to have an iota of any funny feeling behind this agreement, say they won't do anything wrong, because the APC not go take them. And when I say so, we not talk about today. We waiting and call. We say, okay, let we left for peace sake or this, that. No, this time, we not they look for anything. We they look for let the country develop. If we go for chakra small, we go chakra small for let this country go before.
Now, one said I wonder why I know being rich, but we don't church there now. Because people always they say APC just they back. You know, they bite. Where such things like they come up, as nobody can talk now, he died just down like that. So thank God now you don't sound that side for say, you know, go be like before. And this time around, you for stand as a party. And as opposition, I believe that one day, not to pass somebody go act violently, but for stand for your right and know what is right. I think that's the best move. Now, going forward here, now the standing position now of the APC party, you and the state general, of course, people they know that one they say, you don't act relentlessly, tirelessly, for make sure say this party this time around it ain't the right footing. Now, the trust of the people that they say, they don't sell game, they don't sell whatever get for happen now, we just they wait number now for 2028, as some people they say. To you now, how you see say the people in trust, it will be vehemently built as some man in little corner they listen to other audios, them social media talk this talk that. We don't come as we do little as we can render. We've done a lot for sensitize them, for cool them down, talk to them and make them understand how the party they move or how the party they run. Now from the horse's mouth, how the trust of the people, or what will make people continue to forget the trust or they believe in Tona, as this word sell, no sell, still the previous side of the APC party?
It is sad for let people that they say we sell game. But sometimes they, you can understand people are frustrated and people they're really not happy with the way and manner how things they go and how certain decisions are taken. It's true, but it's a difficult time for the party and the leadership of the party. And I want to make people bear with me. But for say sell game, not sell game, me not know about anything when I sell game. I not be party to any sell game. I not talk to anybody for sell game. Me not do anything for this party. Me not go sell game this party. And that person, they not there. I don't talk and try. They say that nobody, you know, get that guts there for can meet me, for can talk to me, for say you want for can bribe me or pay me money for sell the party out. You know, get that guts there. It like almost $1 million you get. You know, get that guts there for come before me. Lance and Adumbe, I say you come for come bribe me for me party. I'd rather go hungry than accepting bribe for the party. People don't die on this party. People don't get mutilation. People don't get serious molestation. Now this party, then swear go affect me if I say I can't take money for sell the party. I will not do it. I've never been a party to go ask them. Anybody will go the one them waste on them when I think say the professor say then they don't give people the money out and they say when I go ask them. Me not be party. And I know, you know, I can always talk them. I know one for talk like I say, and I mean not me, I not the outside and give the party hierarchy money, I know the outside and give the party executive money, I don't know nothing but money, and I not see them give person money. So I know we go talk like I say, like how people in the talk in social media say then give people the money, me not sabi, I don't know. And honestly, I not see them give person money, so I cannot say that. And I want to be fair and honest to myself. So for me, I am fine. Money, not to everything in life. I mean, the people of this country deserve better than me selling them out. So I will never do it, and I can never do it. And I trust that all the other people in the executive are of the same mind, and they will never ever sell the party, and they will never ever compromise the party in existence one because of Kokoyebe. I not think say then go me not go do that. I not think say then go do that.
Before I end this one, now we come again to the main point, Naya. As we the weights. Government for come tell we say, although yes, we're not going to ask them, but then for come tell we now for say, we're not going to include civil society organization them for add them on this tripartite committee. Now, what did the party will be now, in your own footsteps for the way forward for now, as we still await for see what now will be the next step from the government to your own side? Because I know say now, where they clear that area there for not allowing them for enter that room where the committee get for sedum, we'll begin give a healthy move of the committee without them saying anything, and the party self no go just sit down now with they watch them that kind of eye then they. So which kind of actions them or steps they would they go and take lily as would they wait for me the committee take a work proper one?
Well, we do the party work, they work for the people of this country, and I think we are doing it far better than the government. We try for meet with people them and the different constituency, different world them, for make them understand what thing they happen and how it they happen. And for make them know, say, I don't know sometimes the people like in things say we APC not in a governance, Secretary General not in a governance, and make it a talk. We want to make clear people and know say the way and manner in which this government they govern the country is totally corrupt, in a sense that they don't unbog the economy, don't unbog each and every aspect of the social fabric of this country. Can you believe the taxes are going up? Like we kite court, like how kite court now, so the prices and they go up. Nobody know they check them, and they know they from where the kind of power will not see them raise salary. They not raise salary, then price they go up. Just every other day price they go up. I don't know how they want the people of this country to survive, because there is no way you can survive with the kind of salary where you get. So people of this country, make I say the people of this country, now we all get the problem, now we all get the fight. Not to APC, the APC executive. We all should be in this together if we want to make sure that Sierra Leone come back to the days of prosperity, to the days where somebody go get in 3 meals per day. You know, now people don't even get the 1 meal per day. And I don't know, but I am sure they know that that is what is happening, but they are not doing anything to solve it. So we want these people for no say, the APC care, and the APC will be able to bring this country back to sanity.
Finally, sir, myself, where they talk, the only hope we I get for the APC party by these 2023 elections, we just don't conclude. Now, this tripartite committee will left. And I can always tell people out there, say, let we patient and wait, because there is something in there we for come out clearly, because after investigations, looking, take into consideration the way and manner how they get in this country, the registration, the procurement of ID cards them, how they procure them, how they buy them, how they print them, how we all come out like zombies, we face them all like a ghost, even if you are yourself, if they become black like charcoal, the ID card, they all them crop prices and they, how it happened. Me no say if they do that thorough investigation and they, the government will go scot-free, they will most hold them to some point. Now, what will be the hope of the people? And if they will fail for adhere to waiting this agreement here, so-called, what will be the next step of the APC party? This is not the final question I want to ask.
As I tell you, this little term for let we say, let we go no more, let we do this, let we do this, let we do this for sake of peace, for sake of this. Yes, we want peace, but there has to be justice again. So this time, we demand justice, we demand fair play, we demand fairness in everything what they do, we demand, because political parties are geared towards contesting election, we demand a free, fair, credible, a non-violent election. But if anybody say, we'll not forget anything other than that, we will put we foot down. And this time, are they sure, when are they talk, they're not going to understand what you mean. We have seen, we have tried, we have. Then we think, say, APC, that look no more like how we do them for 2020 election. It's not going to be business as usual. If you want it that way, the APC is ready for that. And I want everybody when our APC for ready for that.
Thank you very much. NSG, this is the daily obligation we come from, to Una from me, when Malam, head of media and communications, Global Rapido Hornet, and also member of the ABC Media Blogger. This is the voice of the National Secretary General of the APC Party, Lansana Dumbuya Esquire. Thank you very much for getting your attention, sir.
Thank you very much. And thank you to listeners.
All right.